USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There are fresh battle lines being drawn in the 2020 presidential campaign. It started when former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton suggested that current primary contender Representative Tulsi Gabbard is being used by the Russians, who could be plotting a third-party run to siphon votes from the eventual Democratic nominee. Gabbard, in a scathing response, called Clinton, quote, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption, and personification of the rot that has now sickened the Democratic Party. Two politicians in the Democratic primary, Andrew Yang and Marianne Williamson, have sided with Tulsi Gabbard. Yang tweeted that Gabbard, a veteran, quote, deserves much more respect and thanks than this. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Over 100,000 Californians are eligible to receive payments for damages they suffered from a series of devastating wildfires over the last several years, but tens of thousands of them have not sought any compensation. They face a Monday deadline to file claims against Pacific Gas and Electric, the utility blamed for many of the fires and required to cover a wide range of wildfire-related losses as part of its bankruptcy plan. Concerned that as many as 70,000 victims may miss out on payments, attorneys filed papers to alert the bankruptcy judge that wildfire survivors, many still traumatized and struggling to get back on their feet, are still not aware of their rights to file a claim. In what may be a pitcher's duel for the ages, the World Series has officially been set, starting at Houston's Minute Maid Park with the Washington Nationals against the Houston Astros. Games begin Tuesday and Wednesday. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Toxic metals that harm brain development have been found in 95% of all the baby food tested. John Clemens reports.
The testing that was conducted for Healthy Babies Better Futures found 95% of the 168 baby foods from the major manufacturers in the U.S. contained lead. 73% contain arsenic, 75% contain cadmium, while 32% contain mercury. One-fourth of these baby foods for infants contained all four of the dangerous metals. Rice-based products, sweet potatoes, fruit juices, all presented the biggest harm. These chemicals can permanently alter the developing brain, erode IQ, and alter human behavior. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A jury was seated for the first federal trial on the opioid crisis, but the push to settle the case before opening arguments next week continue. U.S. District Judge Dan Polster had ordered executives for the companies that are defendants to appear in Cleveland for continued negotiations. Opening arguments are scheduled for Monday, with two county governments arguing the companies engaged in a conspiracy that has ravaged their communities, while the companies say they complied with the law and supplied only the drugs that doctors prescribe. The drug distribution companies AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, manufacturers Teva and Johnson & Johnson, all have the outlines of a settlement to thousands of opioid-related lawsuits that could be worth $50 billion over time. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.